Lord. Please put your minds on the Lord and let us prepare our hearts that we may pray unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We realize that without you we can do nothing. We realize that we need you tonight. And without you, O Lord, we are hopeless. But we are putting our trust in you tonight. We are looking to you to work miracles, to deliver, to save, heal, and forgive. We know thou hast the power, Lord, and you're able to deliver, Lord. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our helper. Jesus,
yes,
we're
Jesus.
Trusting in you, Lord. We need you to stop
yes,
right here tonight. Touch our souls. Give us strength where we are weak. Build us up where we are torn down. Help us to drive and to go forward in you. Help us to seek to do your will, to please you in every way, Lord. Let your spirit prevail tonight. Let thy blood cover, Lord. Make us ever win whole, O Lord. Fix us the way you want us to be, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to please you tonight, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. We come to you tonight, Jesus. We know you can do all things, Lord. We need a gift from you, Lord. We need thine anointing, Jesus. We want you to pour out your spirit. While we are waiting, while we are looking to you, Lord, help us, Jesus. Give us strength where
help,
we are
Lord,
weak.
Jesus.
Help us, Jesus.
Please.
We are seeking to please you. We want to do your will. We want to speak your word. Not our will, Lord. Let our will first
tonight.
Help us,
yes,
Jesus. Look on your
help
people,
me.
Lord. Help us stand to go through, to stand their tests and trials, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Help us to fight,
O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you've got the power. You're able to take us through, Lord, every test and every trial. Oh, my God, we're depending on you tonight, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Look on the people, oh, Lord.
Us, Lord.
Those who are incarcerated. We need you to touch them, oh, Lord. Save them, oh, Lord. Change their mind. Give them a mind to want to live right. Touch them, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Help them give their
yes,
life
Lord.
To you before it's too late.
Yes,
we pray, Jesus, that you look on those who are hospitalized, those who are sick, those who have afflictions in their bodies, those who can't breathe, we need you to touch them, Lord. We pray that you have mercy on them to the uttermost, Lord. Touch their feeble bodies, Lord. Have mercy on them, Jesus. Look on those,
Lord,
who are suffering from the cancer. Oh, my God, we know you can heal. You can work a miracle. Do it for us, oh, Lord, that thy name may be glorified.
Help tonight, Lord Jesus.
Those who are hospitalized, have mercy on them, Lord. Look on them, Lord. Those who are
struggling,
touch them right now, Lord. Touch their bodies, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Lord, on those who are going through bereavement. Have mercy tonight, O Lord.
Have mercy
those loved ones. Oh, my God, over in Afghanistan. Oh, my God, touch them, Lord. Give them strength, Jesus. Help them, O Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Be merciful, Jesus. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Oh, my God, touch his mind. Give him a mind to want to live for you. Change his heart, oh, Lord. We know
you're able, Lord.
Look on our unsaved family members. Faith, Jesus. Give him a mind to seek your faith and call upon your name. Help them,
Jesus,
to run for their lives. Help them, Lord. We know you can save tonight. Strengthen and heal. Lift heavy burdens. Strengthen the weak, oh Lord. Deliver them down. Blot out of transgressions. Let sin be forgiven. In the name of
Jesus.
We thank you for this broadcast. We
thank you right now,
Lord. We pray that you have your way tonight. Let your will be done. Go out of your spirit. Send your anointed, oh Lord. Bless, Lord. Let some soul be saved through this ministry. We believe you. And we thank you in for what you're going to do. We thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for how you've already blessed us. Thank you, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you tonight, Jesus. We thank you for those who you have encouraged. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To thy name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to
you.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. We are not worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the name of Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name. We praise you.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord.
For what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you and give glory and honor
thank
to
you,
thy name,
thank
oh
you,
Lord. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
No, holy name.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great Lord,
amen.
We thank the Lord for this opportunity. And the broadcast is now into the hands of Evangelist Khadijah Hameed.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameed Show. We thank God for all those on the broadcast today. I thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and the pastor of Victory Temple in Jackson. And today we have on the show Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who led that beautiful opening prayer. And she's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is in Camden, New Jersey. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 24th number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. That's the 24th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath seven seas. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." Eli. Amen. Thank God for the ring of his word. the 24th number of Psalm, the first, throughout the 10 verses throughout its entirety. And I just want to give some announcements. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-7763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School. And we want to continue to pray for Logan, Lazar Dumas, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Angel Assetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Glarnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Paul, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, the bereaved families, all the bereaved families, and all those who are requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbert's Ministry of Hope is on, the Hope Ministry. The phone number without an access code is 551-25871. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Sister Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. And Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WZ Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogues teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And if you miss any of the services, you can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Title One School, and you will be able to see the Prayer News Network services, PNN Network services there as well. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website, leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like your name added to prayer list, you may leave a petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast, or you can call us on our guest line. And the phone number is 978-990-5270. And again, you can call in on the guest line if you have a testimony you want to tell, or if you want to give encouraging words, or if you have remarks, you can call 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening services at 6 o'clock p.m. where Elder Jerry Bennett, his number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And sing a little portion of the song. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name, O Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. There is none like you, none like you, none like you, Jesus excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth. Jesus is excellent. He is thy name. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent thy name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. We thank God for the opening prayer, the opening scripture, and for the opening song telling us how the Lord God is. There is nothing lacking in our God. And the scripture that was read, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, meaning that this whole earth and everything that's in it, all the animals, everything, it belongs unto the Lord. And he has established it upon the seas, and he has established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He said, he that hath clean hands and who have a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for that powerful opening scripture, King of Glory. He is our King, our King. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. The word of God is right all by itself. He's also strong and mighty and mighty in battle.
Yes, he is.
Praise God. He can win every battle. All we have to do is just trust in him and look to him, and he will win the battle for us. I thank the Lord for everything that has been done and said thus far to the glory and honor of God. I'm not going to hold up the time, but we have a beautiful speaker coming forth in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray with her as she comes forth and bring us the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm thankful to the Lord for blessing us to be back here broadcasting once more on this Friday night. Thank God. Beautiful opening prayer. Also, the opening scripture and the song of praise. Praise God. I just thank the Lord. I'm excited about what the Lord has been doing and how he's been blessing. And I'm just happy to be on here one more time. I'm here tonight on this Friday night just glorifying the Lord and lifting up him, because he has done so many marvelous things, so many wonderful things.
Yes, yes.
He's done great things, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm coming to you tonight to let you know that I, oh God of praise, oh glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I can't help it, but the praise is on the inside, and I have to open my mouth and just glorify him because he is worthy.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I just have to take the time out because he is excellent. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I have to think about all the goodness of the Lord. How good he's been to me. Oh, praise the Lord. As I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul just wells up with joy. And I have to open my mouth and let out a praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know that I can't tell it all. I know I can't name all the things that God has done because it's so many. It's innumerable. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So I wouldn't be able to get it all out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I just wanted to take a little time and give God a praise because the Lord is worthy to be praised. And in thinking on the scripture that was read, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everybody down here, oh God of praise. We all
Amen.
Because we belong to him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My soul is rejoicing. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I just had to get that out. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we are thankful. We thank God for you tuning in one more time. It's a blessing indeed to have your prayers and your support. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want you to know that we truly appreciate tuning in and listening and also praying for us. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to prepare our hearts for the word of God and let us put our minds on the Lord and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come to you, Lord, and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask that you will send forth your word and that your word will have free course. Oh, Lord God, let your word minister to every hearer the things that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, bless abundantly, Lord, according to your holy will. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I just feel stirred up on the inside. I feel this great joy that I guess we would describe it as being in our inward being. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
so deep down inside. We used to sing this song or have this saying, stir up the gift. Hallelujah. So the gift being deep down in our inward part, we have to stir that gift. Glory to God.
Amen.
By opening our mouths wide and allowing God to have his way. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And when we yield ourselves to God in this manner. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The gift will surface. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
I have experienced putting honey in hot water for tea. But if I don't stir the honey thoroughly, I won't taste the sweetness in the very beginning when I begin to sip the tea. But getting down to the bottom, it gets so sweet because I hadn't stirred it up. So it did not impact the entire cup of tea. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to say to you, if you want this fullness Glory to God. If you want to experience the full impact of the gift of God, you have to stir it up.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
What is it to have it down in the bottom and you can't experience the sweetness of it? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You just have to stir it up. And then you can get the full impact of the sweetness of the gift of God. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
yes.
God. That,
yes.
that wasn't my message, but thank God. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Let's go to the Word of God. And maybe somebody needs to stir up the gift in them. Maybe somebody needs to experience the full impact of the gift of God. God has given every one of us a measure of faith. Praise the Lord. And many of us have gifts that we are not fully aware of. And it takes the moving of the power of Almighty God to bring these gifts to the surface. We have to align ourselves. We have to get ourselves in a place where God can use us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we have to forget about ourselves and just focus entirely on the Lord. We cannot allow ourselves to hold ourselves back. Praise the Lord. We have to learn how to yield ourselves completely to the will of God. And so when the Lord says go, don't ask any questions. Don't cast doubt in your mind. But go where he sends you. And when you get there, he will already be there and meet you there. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And he will manifest his power. And you will see God moving in ways that you could have never imagined. You will see how God will stir that gift and he will begin to operate through that gift, that he placed in you. And then you might even be surprised that God would use you in that manner. Oh, thank you, Lord.
All right.
But you're not going to really experience the full impact until you put yourself in the way. Glory to God. Where God can use you. Amen. Maybe you can start out by passing out tracts or knocking on a door and telling someone Jesus loves you, the Lord.
Yes.
You have no idea what God would do through that. Just a few words.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And this week, I was even thinking on this ministry to just do a five-minute Jesus break. Oh, hallelujah.
Where I might
encounter someone and ask them, do you have 5 minutes to talk about Jesus? Oh, glory to God.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah. And we can include a brief word of prayer right then and there on the spot. So this is something I used to do when I went out to witness. I would ask the people if they want their names on our prayer list, and I would also ask them what they're requesting and pray the prayer right there while I was standing in front of them.
All right.
I didn't wait till I went home and put their name on the list and told the church to pray for them. I prayed for them right then and there. Amen.
Yes.
Praise be to God. So it doesn't take God long to move and to prove himself. But if you're willing to be committed to the work of God, committed to his will, and wanting to know what his purpose is in your life, all you have to do is just make a move toward doing God's will. Start somewhere. Hallelujah. And yes. God will finish it up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
he praise the Lord. I thank God. I just thank the Lord. I'm trying to get to this message that I was going to preach tonight. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is taking me in another direction. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
Lord
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I was going to talk about being fully committed and faithful to God. Oh, thank
all
you,
right.
Lord. Praise be to God. And a lot of people don't understand what that means. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But when you are fully committed to God, you're dedicated.
Yes.
To the work of the Lord. It means
yes.
that you're going to give up some things that people might be concerned about. Because
yes.
you may have to give up family members. You may have
Amen.
To give up your job. Oh, glory to God. You may
yes.
have to give
yes.
up your residence where you live. To do
yes.
what God wants you to do. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
When you are called Jesus. By God, you can't just somewhere and drive in the state like this is where I'm going to be. Because
all
when
right.
the Lord wants you to move, you have to move. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Preach it. Might have to move to a whole different country. You don't know where
yes.
God wants you to go. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So
you,
to be fully committed and faithful to God means that you are completely, wholeheartedly dedicated, remaining
yes,
steadfast and loyal to him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Giving up anything, everything, and who will get in the way. Oh, praise the
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to encourage whoever it is that knows God has given you a specific gift and you know what that gift is, I want to encourage you to stir it up. And use
yes.
it
yes.
to the glory and honor of God. Use
Amen.
It everywhere you go, every chance you get, use it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Or you could lose it, my Lord.
Amen.
And you don't want that to happen. Praise the
no.
Lord.
Amen.
While you have the use and activities of your limbs, while you have your right mind, hallelujah. Use the gift that God has given you so
yes.
that you are fully committed no matter what. And yes, we are experiencing a lot of things during this pandemic. Our faith is being tried severely. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
We are going through tests and trials and tribulations. Troubles, difficulties, tragedies. Oh, my Lord, it's escalating. It's getting worse
yeah.
and worse. But
yes.
in the midst of it all, we have to remain fully committed and faithful to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God will give us a crown of life, a crown
mm-hmm.
that will not fade away. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's eternal in the heavens with our Lord.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to
Amen.
God. I'm looking for that day when I stand before him. And he says to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter
yes, Lord.
Into the joy of the Lord. I want to
yes.
hear him say those words. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know that I must remain fully committed and faithful to
yes.
God in everything. with troubles in our home, I still have to be faithful to God. That's no excuse. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Amen.
And if we think about what Job went through, he went through a lot. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
But he remained faithful to God. He remained fully committed, even though Satan wanted him to curse God and die. That didn't happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And every time I think about what I'm going through, I'm reminded of all that he suffered. Oh, yes, he had so many things that happened back to back, all in the same day. Oh, glory be to God, because there was a conversation between Satan and God where Satan desired to have Job, but he knew that God had a hedge around him. God had his protection all around Job. But one day when the sons of God presented themselves before God, Satan was also there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there was a conversation about Job, and God began to offer to Satan the opportunity to try Job. Oh, glory be to God. So Job did not know or was not aware of this conversation, but God asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Praise the Lord. And this man was an upright man. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And there was no particular reason, but except that he was committed and faithful. He was loyal to God. Amen. And God knew his servant. And so Satan thought that he could get Job to curse God and die. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
And don't you know that we also have the same adversary, the same devil that was lurking about trying to pick off Job, is the same one that's doing what he wants to do with us. He's on every side. He's in our ears. He's getting in our children. He's all in the home. He's on the job.
All
he's
right.
everywhere, and he's trying to get us to turn our backs on God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But my theme would have been, don't let the devil ride. Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
If you let him ride, he's going to want to drive. He's going to want to be in charge. And he's going to steer you in the wrong direction. Oh, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But let's remain fully committed and faithful to God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
As Job proved in all that he went through and all the things that Satan did to him. And no matter how bad the temptation was, how much he lost in one day, and he suffered great loss. Oh, glory to God. He suffered great loss.
Yes,
but
he did.
But losing all of that, there's one thing he never lost. He never lost his integrity. Praise the Lord.
Right. Amen.
So in all of this, he sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. And these days, people, they try to use all kinds of excuses. Every time I try to do something right, 10 things go wrong, and this is the case, and all this is negative, and what's the use? But that's not an excuse. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You don't have to throw up your hands and waller in all of this that's in front of you.
Amen.
You don't have to yield to these temptations. Oh, glory to God. But you can humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he will exalt you in due time. Praise
in
the Lord.
Yes.
Glory be to God. If you're willing to cast all your care on him, knowing that he cares for you, he will see you through. He will take care of you. Even though his friends couldn't even comfort him, they were, as he described, miserable comforters. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They didn't bring any kind of peace, no encouragement, nothing. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
But we can cast all our care upon the Lord because he cares for us. But we have to be humble enough. We have to be humble enough, amen, to come to God and to cast all these cares on him. Give it all over to the Lord. Turn it over to him. Praise the Lord. You can't do this of yourself. You can't do it by yourself. Praise the Lord. It takes Almighty God to do it for you. And that scripture is in 1 Peter 5. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And as Job remained humble, committed, and faithful, dedicated to the Lord. Hallelujah. His latter end was much greater than his first.
Yes.
God blessed him so greatly and so tremendously in such great abundance that it was so much better in the end than it was in the beginning. Oh, thank you.
Yes, it was.
Because he humbled himself and he maintained his integrity. Oh, glory.
Yes.
He didn't sin when the tests and trials came, and when he lost his cattle, when he lost all his substance, when he lost his children. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The man experienced so much grief, so much pain. Oh, my Lord. But he maintained his integrity, and he didn't charge God foolishly like so many people these days. They want to blame everything on God, all their problems, all their troubles. They blame it on God. Oh, Lord.
Yes, they do.
But Job, he didn't do that. He just cast everything on God. He humbled himself, and then God truly exalted him. God lifted him and made things much better latter end than the first. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
And God would do the same thing for you. He will bless you in the same manner. Praise be to God. But we have to be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
Don't let the devil ride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But just stay fully committed and faithful to God. Don't let him take you away from the will of God. Don't let him stop you from doing the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
Job didn't let it stop him. But he just fell down and he began to worship the Lord. He began to bless the name of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, he did.
Praise be to my God. If we could just do that when we're going through, when we're experiencing problems, troubles all on every side. Hallelujah. If we could just fall down and worship the name of the Lord and bless his name. Hallelujah. He will exalt us. He'll pick us up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he will.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the midst of adversity.
Amen.
Praise God. But let us be that faithful, that loyal to him, dedicated.
Amen.
And God will prove himself. He will manifest his power. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so whoever
is running from God, I want to tell you to stop running. Stop running from God and start running toward God.
Amen.
Because if you draw nigh to him, he's going to draw nigh to you. Oh,
yes,
thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord. I tell you, I thank God for his word. The word of
amen.
God is right. The word
amen.
Of God is true. Praise the Lord. And please understand this, that God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. So the Bible tells us to submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from us. So let's do that. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And what scripture says, to be sober, be vigilant, because that adversary, he's trying to get you. He's out to stop you. Steal everything that you have, to kill and utterly destroy you so that you have no chance. So don't let the devil ride. When he comes talking stuff in your mind, rebuke him. Resist him.
Amen. That's right.
Don't listen to him. Praise the Lord. But stay fully committed. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Fully committed to the Lord and faithful to God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. And God, he will truly prove himself. He will bless you greatly.
Yes,
I thank God for the word of God. And I just want to leave a few definitions with you. Sober. Be sober. Having or showing a serious attitude. Not drunken. Alert. Vigilant. Keeping careful watch for possible danger or difficulties. Don't let your guard down. Satan is very deceitful and very cunning. And he will appear as an angel of light. But don't be deceived. Be watchful. Be observant and sharp-eyed. Because the truth is, a lot of people are not watchful. And this is how Satan has gotten in on them and brought them down. Oh, praise the Lord. But you don't have to let that happen to you. By your commitment to the Lord, by being faithful to God, by keeping God's commandments, amen, walking before God in truth, this is how we can resist. This is how we can remain watchful. Praise the Lord. As Jesus told Peter, Satan desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But Jesus assured Peter that everything would be all right by telling him, but I have prayed for thee that when thou art converted, oh, hallelujah, strengthen the brethren. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord began to pray for Peter because he saw how Satan desired to have him, what all he wanted to do with him. He just wanted to destroy Peter. Praise God. Because of the great work, because of the gift that God had placed in him and how God wanted to use him. And that's why Satan desired to have him. Same with anyone else today. If you have something special that God has given you, don't you know that Satan desired to have you so he can sift you as wheat? But Jesus, he already prayed for us. I'm so glad that Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed for us. Hallelujah. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And it is availing even today. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So I thank the Lord for the word of God. I thank God for this broadcast and for this opportunity tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, if there's anyone who desires prayer, someone who wants to give your life to Jesus, this is your night. You don't have to wait another day or night, but you can give your life to Jesus right now on this broadcast. You can dedicate your life to the Lord. Amen. Amen. You can ask the Lord to forgive you for all your sins right now and to take away your sins and to save you. And the Lord will have mercy upon you and he will save you. Glory be to God. If there's someone who has a special prayer request, desiring something special from the Lord, desiring a move, desiring a healing, a job, or something else.
All right.
Hallelujah. If you can only believe God, well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's good. I believe God will do it for you tonight. If you
yes.
can humble yourself under his mighty hand and cast all your cares on him this night. Just give it all
yes.
over to the Lord. I believe
yes.
God will do something very special for you. Oh, praise mm-hmm. be to God. So will you believe God with me as we go to him in prayer? Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us focus
yes.
completely on God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord and my Savior. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. We humble ourselves,
yes,
Lord, asking you for mercy and for grace.
Yes,
Lord, we ask God that while we're praying this prayer, that you'll forgive sins, blot out transgressions,
yes,
wash away iniquity in the name of Jesus. Save the lost souls, oh God, those who are crying out and desiring to be saved, Lord Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus, and make them whole. Save them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover, oh God. Let it purge them on the inside. Wash them on the outside. Oh, Lord God, and raise them up that they may witness unto you, Lord. That they may go forth and do your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you tonight on behalf of those who have a special request, a desire for something special. Oh, Lord, you know what it is. Though it be unspoken, we pray, God, on their behalf that you will grant it unto them this night. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let it be done according to your will. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, God. Send your anointing right now and destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side. In the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen us and encourage our hearts. Help us. Lord, help us to stand.
Help us, Lord.
Help us not to yield to temptation. But, Lord, build us up where we're torn down. Oh, my God, and strengthen us where we're weak. In the name of Jesus, work on us, oh, God, and make us what you have us to be. Lord, help us to be fully committed. Help us, Lord, to remain faithful unto you in all things, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we can't do anything without you. So we're down here waiting on you, Lord. We need a touch, Lord, while we're waiting. We need a blessing while we're waiting, Lord. Pour down the blessings, oh God, and let the blessings overtake us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we are praying for those who are on the prayer list everywhere, God, all around the world. and those names that were called out on the list tonight, one by one and name by name, Lord, we pray on their behalf. We intercede for them tonight and asking you this favor that you will move for them, oh God, that you will bless them right now, Lord Jesus, that you will visit them, oh God, and grant them their petition in the name of Jesus. Work it out, Lord. Fix it, oh Lord, like only you can. You have the power to set everything in order in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we praise your holy name. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer, God. We thank you for mercy, and we thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for your precious word, oh God. And we ask that you will let your word be in our heart, Lord. Let it be in our mouth, that when we open our mouth, we will speak the oracles of God. In the name of Jesus, keep a prayer in our heart that we may pray without ceasing. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, have your way in our lives. Lord God, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we believe you tonight. We believe that we have the request that we've asked in this prayer. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for sending your anointing, for destroying the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord Jesus, oh hallelujah, for healing. Oh God, we thank you tonight for restoration. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the saving of souls and adding to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. You've been so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for being so patient and so gracious toward us. Lord, we're not deserving of anything from you, but we praise you, oh God, and we are thankful. Oh, yes, Lord, for your grace. We're thankful, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting up with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being so tender and so loving, so merciful. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for this prayer tonight, Lord. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for this broadcast and for everyone who is listening tonight. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We ask that you will continue to bless your people everywhere. Our leaders, oh God, we pray for them that you will bless them continually.
Yes,
oh God, lead, guide, and direct them. Lord, give them vision, revelation. Show them how to lead your people. Lord, instruct them in the way that they should go. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we praise your name. Now, Lord, we ask that you will be with us throughout the course of this evening, keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord, and letting your presence remain with us, oh God. And we pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a praise? Can we say thank you, Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, be my God. I thank the Lord for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's nobody has to know how bad things are. Oh, praise God. But just keep on praising God. And the worse the things get, the harder you praise God. Amen. Just keep on sending up those praises. Keep on
blessing the name of the Lord like Job did. The things just kept getting worse and worse, and the worse they kept getting, he kept on blessing the Lord. He kept his integrity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when things are terrible in your life, when things keep getting worse, that's the time to bless God like never before. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody will know just how bad things are by the way you keep on blessing the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Job went down there and fell down and began to bless the name of the Lord like nothing had happened. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But, you know, you might feel the hurt and the pain and everything else going on, but the way that you keep on blessing the Lord, nobody will know at all. But God, he knows. Thank you, Jesus. He has a blessing just for you. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of our host for tonight, Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about being fully committed and faithful to God. And no matter what we do, don't let the devil ride. And I really like the analogy that she gave about the honey in the bottom of the cup of hot water and how if we never stir it up, we won't be able to taste the sweetness in its fullness. And it's the same with us, with the Holy Ghost. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, and if we don't stir up the gift, it's still there. It's still there. It's still sweet, but we won't experience it in its fullness. And this is what we have to do. And, you know, I enjoyed it. The saying, the true holiness saying, no more church as usual, no more broadcast as usual. I really enjoyed the Lord taking over. I enjoyed the opening prayer as well, coming through Evangelist Maybell, and also the closing prayer. I want to say to Evangelist Hameen, keep on doing the work of the Lord and be very much encouraged. And I want to go ahead and give Evangelist Maybell space for remarks.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for this.
Amen.
She couldn't go the way that she had planned.
Lord
took over. And this was the Lord's doing. The Lord spoke to us tonight. And she preached under the anointing on tonight. And I thank God for it. Because that's what we need. We need to be committed so much so that we let God have his way. We might have one way planned. But when we are fully committed to the Lord and he take over, then you got to go the way that he leads you. So I thank the Lord for that on tonight. And she was speaking of that faithfulness. And before she even mentioned about the faithfulness, I was meditating on that faithfulness. And I was thinking, too, on this broadcast, now that Venice Amin and Venice Khadija have been faithfully working, ministering, and trying to do the will of God through this broadcast. And I thank the Lord for that. That means a whole lot. The Bible says, if ye be faithful in few things, he will make you ruler over many things. And people don't realize that. Sometimes you may feel like it's a small thing or small job, but if you be faithful in that small job, God can bless you and cause things to be greater for you.
Amen.
And as she preached about Job, glory to God, the Lord turned that captivity of Job. But Job had to pray. And when he prayed for his friend, the Bible said also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Lord began to bless Job so much that he had more cattle, more everything. The Lord, in his latter end, he was more blessed in his latter end than he was in the beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, the Bible said, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen. He had all of it. He had seven sons, three daughters. And I tell you, the Lord really, really blessed him in his latter end. And Job lived to be old and full of days. I believe he lived to be 140 years old, and he was able to see his sons and his sons' sons, even all the way to the fourth generation. Mm-hmm. But Job held to his integrity. When he was tried, he held on to his integrity, and he continued to trust in the Lord. He didn't charge God foolish. He didn't charge. Satan wanted him to throw in the towel, to give up, but he refused to. He'd rather give up the things of this world than to let go of God, and that's the way we have to be also.
So I
thank the Lord for that word on tonight. I got a lot out of it, and I'm very encouraged through the word of God. God can do whatever he wants to do through whomsoever he wants to. So we just have to let God be God. I just thank him for his word. I encourage things. I mean, continue to let the Lord have his way and continue to be faithful unto the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those who march coming to Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for you and your faithfulness as well. And for our listeners, those who listen faithfully, I understand, you know, you're not maybe not able to listen all the time. And, you know, the Lord knows. But we thank you so much for every text, every encouraging word, every phone call that has been given, you know, in the way of encouragement, even prayer, even thought. Thank God. We thank God for you all, for the listeners, and again for you, Evangelist Maybell, and for those who have been on the show as well, so faithfully, so willingly. And also thank God for the other ministries that have been gone forth and are steady going, you know, gone forth, didn't just stop when we, you know, went back to church. They, you know, continued on. So thank God for that. Thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen so that she may have the last words.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank the Lord for the beautiful remarks and encouraging words coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija, and also for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show. We are so thankful for all of you who continue to tune in, and we cannot express it enough just how grateful and appreciative we are for your prayers, for your support, your encouragement, and everything that you do to help us in the ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for this ministry. And we don't have to sit still or idle, but we can do more for the Lord. Amen. And especially now, we really do need to reach out to people. People are feeling like desperation, like there is no hope. And they're running to and fro. They're trying to find some kind of relief, some kind of hope somewhere, praise the Lord, because of all the troubles that we are experiencing. And really made me think about the end times, as the Lord described it, that these times will be like as never were before and never shall be. And these are some really terrible times that we are living in. And so many people are dying. They're dying. Yes. There are wars going on. People are being killed. Like every day, somebody is losing their life, and all of them haven't gotten to know God in the departing of their sin. And they need somebody to minister to them. They need somebody to tell them that, yes, hope in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So let us, as was preached the other night, the preachers need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let people know that there is hope in Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
So if you've been called, you need to be preaching every opportunity you get, every chance you get. Somebody call you up, say, can you speak tonight? Say yes. I don't care what you have planned. You know, just deny yourself. Be fully committed.
Yes,
I'll preach.
Yes,
I'll tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So we don't know what God will do when we stretch out on the Lord like that. So So we just thank the Lord for this broadcast. We thank God once again for each of you. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon, p.m. Praise the Lord. And I wanted to say something kind of slipped my mind. But anyway, we do thank the Lord for the broadcast. And I wanted to say, I know that we have a faithful deacon who's always supporting us and tuning in, and we thank God for him, mm-hmm. Deacon Tyler.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Deacon Tyler. He's always willing.
Amen.
Anytime we call on him, he just says yes. So I thank the Lord for that great example. Glory to God. So be ready to support the work of the Lord no matter what.
Amen.
And God will surely bless you. So before we close out the broadcast, just want to ask Evangelist May if you have anything additional that you would like to say.
Amen.
Evangelist Khadija?
Not at this time, thank
you. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I thank the Lord. And when we close this broadcast, you don't have to stop praising God. You can get back in that scripture. You can start reading the word, singing songs, and giving God some praise. So it doesn't end here. And I want you to know that. It doesn't end here. Praise be to God.
Amen.
But just focus on that word and keep your mind on the Lord until we meet again. Hallelujah. And let's come back together praising God and lifting him up for all that he has done and for what he's going to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord continue to bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.